News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There's a UK government appeal of a High Court decision in relation to a victim-led legal challenge to the Troubles Act earlier this year will get underway at the Belfast Court of Appeal today. We're joined by Amanda Ferguson, freelance journalist based in Belfast. Amanda, just briefly start by reminding our listeners the background to this case.
Okay, well, back in February, the sort of offer by Britain of conditional amnesties to ex-soldiers and militants involved in the Troubles, the conflict, the court ruled that that was in breach of the European Convention on Human Rights. Now, at the time, Judge Adrian Colton said that the section of new law introduced last year to offer immunity from prosecution for those who cooperated with this new investigative body should be disapplied. Now, the Belfast High Court found that the immunity from provision prosecution should be disapplied, and the court also heard that there was no evidence that immunity would contribute to reconciliation in Northern Ireland. So it was a pretty extensive kind of 2-hour reading of a 200-page judgment. And as most listeners will know, victims' families, human rights organisation, and all of the major political parties in Northern Ireland, both Unionist and Republican and other, oppose the law. So where we find ourselves today is that the UK government is appealing the High Court decision, and that commences today. The legal challenge on the Troubles Act is expected to be heard today by the Court of Appeal, and that will continue on till June 17th, and also a cross appeal by the victims on the human rights compliance of the new investigative body, the Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery, will also be heard today.
Okay. If there is a decision in relation to this, is it likely to be appealed to a further High Court, or will this be the final sort of arbiter on this matter?
No, this won't be the final decision. We know that whenever it comes to legacy cases, that they're usually appealed to the highest court possible. So the UK government decided after that decision back in February, it announced in March that it lodged an application for appeal to the Court of Appeal. The UK government said it remained committed to implementing its Legacy Act and delivering the ICRIR. It feels that it will provide better outcomes for victims and survivors of the Troubles by giving them more information about what happened to their loved ones. However, that is very widely disputed within the victims' community. So we know that Martin Dillon and John McAvoy, Linda McManus and Bridget Hughes are challenging the human rights compliance of the Act. So that is likely to come up over the next week as well. And we also know that there's a separate Irish government legal challenge against Britain at the European Court of Human Rights, where it's argued that the British move would be incompatible with its obligations under the European Convention. But again, that's going to be something that's a very long process as well.
Amanda, it may not even be fair to ask this question, and it might be impossible to answer. Ultimately, how do you see this playing out? Is this act kind of doomed to be caught in the legal mire, do you think?
It just feels as if the victims' community is always at the centre of further trauma on top of the trauma that they've already experienced. And as ever, whenever it comes to the North, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. There may be some people that are interested in approaching the ICRIR to get a little bit more information. However, there are others that feel as if what the UK government is doing is introducing legislation to protect old soldiers, as they say it, and that it's not about reconciliation, and it's not about better outcomes for people. So, you know, the long fight for justice continues for many families in Northern Ireland. In some cases, it's been lasting for over 50 years. And I guess whenever you speak to other members of the public who perhaps are lucky not to have the same victim's experience, you know, if you ask them, would you ever give up on justice? You know, it's fairly obvious what the answer is on most occasions.
Amanda Ferguson, freelance journalist based in Belfast, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.